that, Bobo. Accommodate his head off. You can have this, too. It doesn't slink anymore.
Very generous. Michelle, why don't you give Nikki and Alex something that's not broken?
Why? Babies will play with anything.
Really? Here, want my old watch? The hour hand fell off. It only tells minutes now.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Look what I got.
Christmas shopping for these three should be easy.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Give me a hand with this, would you?
Sure.
Oh, thanks.
Joey, why did you buy these? Nobody likes Brussels sprouts.
I felt sorry for him. Sitting there all alone on the shelf, watching everyone go for the carrots and the corn.
Joey, you know they're vegetables. They don't have feelings like you and me.
How do you know? Have you ever been a Brussels sprout?
You love this, don't you? You're deliberately starting an argument with me just to drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're not going to do it again?
I just did.
I did.
I certainly did.
Nourishment.
Eats.
Locusts.
Brussels sprouts. Yuck.
Kids can be so cruel.
Hey, Steve, look. Your favorite.
All right. I got my girl. I got my can of cheese. What else do I need?
Cracker.
Kicking. Bye.
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 Bye. So, how's school going, honey?
Funny you should ask.
I meant the other honey.
Well, I'm trying out for the school paper. They're letting me write an editorial.
Oh, that's great. Keeping up the Tanner tradition of journalistic excellence.
Well, I've been nominated for class president by the Party Hardy Party.
That's great, too. Keeping up the Gibbler tradition of public embarrassment.
Hey, I'm a serious candidate. Here, listen to my campaign speech. You will vote for Gibbler. You will vote for Gibbler.
Kimmy, you really think that's going to work on anybody with half a brain?
I will vote for Gibbler. I will vote for Gibbler. I will vote for Gibbler.
Go ahead, make fun. But this really works. My dad uses this on my mom when he wants his back shaved.
Kimmy, I would leave that part out of your speech.
My turn.
I got it.
Not the last time. Hello, Tanner residents. I'll see if he's in.
Uncle Jesse!
Just call me, please.
Dad, that could have been Randy Richardson, the second cutest boy in my whole class. Of course, he's also the third dumbest, but overall, it kind of works.
Shorty, who's on the phone?
It's Fat Fish Records.
Oh, my record company. Probably calling to tell me my song's off the charts. Listen, do me a favor. Pretend like you're my secretary and take a message for me, okay?
I'm secretary. What's the message? Hold on, I'll tell him. Your song's number one.
What? That's impossible. Last week I was 99. Here, let me talk to him.
Sorry, I'm the secretary.
Hey. Take a lunch.
I'm just doing my job.
Talk to me.
You're kidding. Really?
Becky!
Oh, that's great news. Yeah. Becky! Oh, yeah. That'll be perfect. I'll be there. Great. Thanks. Becky!
Yes, dear?
You guys aren't going to believe this. My song is number one in Japan.
Honey, that's great.
Yeah. They want us to go to do a TV show there for 2 weeks. You, Nikki, and Alex get to come. We all leave Saturday.
Oh, God, Jess, this is so exciting. Danny, do you think that you could cover for me on the show?
Oh, hey, no problem. If anybody can talk for two, I'm your man.
Hey, we're going to Tokyo. Ah!
Excuse me, you're going away?
Shorty, listen, it'll only be for 2 weeks, and I promise I'll write every single day. Okay, I'll call. All right, I'll bring presents.
Have a nice trip.
Hold on. Hey, Koji, how do you say thanks again?
Domo. Domo.
Hold on. Watch this one. I got another one. Watch this.
Domo very much.
My wife, Becky, and my kids. My kids. Look at that. Karate kids.
Boy, I can't believe all these people.
No, check this out, Beck. I'm a T-shirt.
You are.
Okay, thank you, guys. Domo. Nice to see you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, you win. Can you believe all these people showed up for the rehearsal?
I know. They worship you. I mean, look at all these flowers and balloons.
I know. I really love what they've done with this dressing room. It's so me. And Koji, you've been great. Thanks for everything. I mean, look at this place. We got flowers and fruit baskets and cashews. Oh, these are salted.
Oh, you prefer the unsalted. No problem.
Oh, no, it's okay, Koji.
Oh, I can get them. No problem.
Okay, thanks, because salt makes me expand sometimes. Nice to see you. Thank you. You went to get unsalted. Can you believe that? I love being number one. Don't you love being Mrs. Number One?
Well, I love seeing you so happy. You're smiling all the time.
I know.
Hey! Jesse. I heard about the cashew situation.
Oh, it's okay. Nancy, this is my wife, Becky, and these are our boys, Nikki and Alex. Becky, this is Nancy Shimada. She represents Fat Fish Records here in Japan.
Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah.
I assure you, your snacks will be handled properly in the future.
Oh, it's cool.
You are a rock star. You should be treated like one.
Really? Hear that, Beck? I'm a rock star. Nancy said so.
Jesse, here is your schedule for this afternoon.
Well, Jess, I thought that we were going to go sightseeing this afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I have a photo session and an album signing thing. Didn't my people tell you?
Your people?
Yeah, I have people now. Is that cool or what?
Jesse!
Watch out, Koji!
Here we go, Jesse. Unsalted, just the way you like it.
Oh. Do you guys have the honey roasted? Because I love the honey roasted when I got them on the plane.
Honey roasted?
Yeah.
No problem.
Jess?
What?
Forget it.
Hey, watch out, Koji! Yeah! I love it when they do that.
Look, honey, I have to get the boys back to the hotel for a nap. What about tomorrow afternoon? Do you think we could go see Mount Fuji?
I don't think so. We've got Jesse booked up for the rest of your visit.
Jeez, photo ops, record signing. Oh, check this out, Beck. I'm christening a bullet train.
Well, is there anything on this schedule that says time with family?
I don't see anything. But listen, you know what we'll do? We'll stay an extra few days, and I promise we'll go see all the traditional Japanese touristy stuff, okay? Do you guys have an Elvis museum here in Tokyo?
Sweetie, I can't stay a few extra days. I have to get home and get back to work. You know, and the boys, they miss the family, their toys, their regular food.
What's the matter, guys? Don't you like sushi?
Oh, sushi.
They love it.
Jesse, we gotta get moving.
Okay, we can't keep the fans waiting, Beck. Well, see you, sweetie.
Honey, what about dinner?
Oh, I'll catch something on the flight. Thanks for thinking of me, babe. Really. Look out! Here I come!
I know, boys. I miss Daddy, too. Huh?
Come here, my boys. Mommy needs a hug.
Come here, Daddy.
Come here, you, Daddy. Come here.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Joey, I know what you're doing. You're just deliberately trying to drag me into another dumb argument. Danny, it's just a theory. There's only so much weight in the world. If I lose 5 pounds, someone else has got to gain it.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because the cable's out.
DJ, please, save me. Say something intelligent. How's your editorial going?
Oh, it's not. I'm supposed to write my opinion of the class elections, but if I write what I really think, Kimmy's gonna hate me.
Is she still running on the ignorance is bliss ticket?
Let me put it to you this way. If she wins, all the guys with less than 8% body fat have to enter a torn t-shirt contest. What am I gonna do?
Well, you know, a good journalist has to tell the truth, even if it means hurting your friends. Maybe if you use big words, she won't understand it.
Please be ready.
Hello? No, this isn't Mario's. Why would you want a pizza with pineapple?
How rude.
That doesn't count, Michelle. I get the next one.
No, the next one can be Uncle Jesse. Why doesn't he call us?
He's in Japan, Michelle. He's probably busy.
How far is Japan?
Far, Michelle. Thousands and thousands of miles.
How far is a mile?
5,280 feet.
Wow, that's a lot of feet. How many toes is it?
Michelle? Japan's all the way on the other side of the world.
Well, then how am I going to get there?
I don't care. Dig a hole through the earth and come out on the other side.
Oh. Thank you. Now, is that so hard?
Saigo deshita ne! Chuksetsu Amerika kara, Jesse and the Rippers!
Domo! Domo! I'm gonna try this first song in your own language, okay? Koji, cover me on those cue cards. It's entitled Tusukete Randa. Koji, get the cards up. Japanese is not my second language. Honda, Mitsubishi, Toyota, Godzilla, Karate Kid Part 2, Honda Randa, Mitsubishi Randa.
Domo very much.
Domo. All right, this is for all the beautiful people in Japan for making this song number one. Let's keep it number one forever.
Mr. Tanner, you gotta read DJ's editorial. It's like pure poetry.
And so today, when we vote for class president, we must put aside our friendship and make the intelligent choice.
So much for President Gibbler.
So much for our friendship.
DJ?
Kimmy?
We did it! It was a Gibbler landslide, and I owe it all to you.
You do?
It was your editorial. Everyone made the intelligent choice. The party-hardy Gibblocrats have spoken.
Hey, congratulations, Kimmy.
Thanks. So what about my campaign promise?
Look, on behalf of the wrestling team, we don't do mud.
Well, Steve, wait. What about hot oil? And Jell-O? Guacamole?
Oh, what a great show. I don't think Jesse could be any happier if he found out he was related to Elvis.
Well, he's going to be treated like a king. Fatfish wants him to tour Asia for the next year.
A whole year? Wow. That's a big decision. And Jesse is very close to his family, especially his three nieces. And then, of course, there's my career. So, well, we're really going to have to sit down and talk about this.
Koji, they love you here.
God, what a rush.
You know, Jess, Nancy just told me that Fat Fish Records wants you to tour the Pacific for the next year.
Really? That's great. Oh,
well, honey, don't you think that we should
celebrate? Exactly. Koji, break out the good stuff.
Honey roasted.
I love this guy.
Jess, the press is here. We could announce the big tour.
Jess, we have to talk.
Honey, we
now.
Can't keep the press waiting. Let him in.
I just want...
Hi, press. Oh. Hey, everybody. Hey. Oh, nice to see you. Hi. Jess, I hope you all enjoyed
Excuse
the
me.
Show. Jesse Katsopoulos from America.
Mina imasuku tete kei. Tete. Tete. Tete.
Becky, what's got into you? And when did you learn to yell in Japanese?
I've had a lot of time on my hands.
What was the press you just kicked out of here?
Jesse, I don't care. You just agreed to tour for a whole year without so much as asking me what I thought.
Well, we'll have fun just like we've been having.
Oh, yeah, Jess, it's been a blast. Eating without you, sightseeing without you, kissing the kids goodnight without you. Yesterday, Nikki called the limo driver daddy-san.
Oh, we do have a similar hair thing going on.
Jess, what has happened to your priorities? It's like all of a sudden your family is way down on the list.
Oh, come on, Becky, you're over-exaggerating. My family is number one to me.
Oh, really? Well, didn't you tell Michelle that you would write to her every day for the whole 2 weeks?
Yeah, so I missed a few days.
Try 13. And you said that you would call home on Wednesday.
I will call home on Wednesday.
It's Friday.
The human calendar. I'll just have my people schedule it in, and then I'll call her tomorrow.
Schedule it in? Jesse, listen to yourself. What has happened to you?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, my dream is finally coming true. I mean, look at this place. Look how they treat me here. I have banners and balloons and fruit baskets. Look at these fruit baskets. Becky, I've become a star. Why are you trying to ruin it for me?
That's it. I don't even know you anymore. Have a great time with your fruit basket.
And I will. I love my fruit basket. It's great. I got oranges and nectarines, pears. Becky loves pears.
You're talking to your fruit.
I'm done talking to my fruit, Koji.
Do you have everything you need?
Yeah, Koji, I got everything. I got everything I need. Everything but what's important to me. Koji, I've been a real jerk.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, come on, man, I let this whole thing go to my head. And the most important thing in my life, I just let walk right out that door.
Okay, you're a jerk.
You're right.
Big jerk.
You're right, Koji.
Major jerk.
All right, I got the point. I gotta catch her. I mean, she's probably halfway to the airport.
What took you so long?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I mean, this whole thing went to my head. If I don't have the respect of my family, then I don't want any of this, okay? Forget about this whole tour. Koji, please call the limousine for me.
No, Jess, don't do that. Don't throw it all away. You've worked very hard for your success. You should be proud of yourself. I know that I am. You just lost touch with yourself and the rest of the planet.
All right, well, goofy old Jess is back.
Come here, Goofy.
Hi, Koji. Koji, why don't you take the rest of the night off? Oh, and thanks a lot, man. So what are we going to do about this year-long tour?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I asked you first.
It's taking forever to get to Japan. Why don't you dig for a while?
Hey, Shorty.
Wow, we're getting closer. I'm coming, Uncle Jesse. Stay right there.
Hey, Comet, take five.
Uncle Jesse, you're home.
Whoa. I missed you.
I missed you. You were gone a really long time.
I know. I was going to be gone a really, really long time. They wanted me to stay a year.
I wouldn't like that.
Me either. So Becky and I got together and we asked ourselves a question. Where is the best place in the whole entire world to raise Nikki and Alex?
Right here.
You are right. And who is the all-time greatest munchkin cousin they could ever have?
That'd be me.
You are correct, sir. And who is the greatest ice cream eating partner of all time?
That's me again.
You're on a roll.
This is unbelievable.
Come on. Let's go hit that rocky road, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad you're home, Uncle Jesse.
Me too, pal.
Hey, do you guys like us?